Welcome to the Primal Potential Podcast, the incremental anti-diet solution for effective permanent weight loss. Primal Potential is committed to helping you overcome emotional eating, hormonal imbalances, unhealthy habits, and your dieting mindset through education and inspiration. We don't just talk about what you should eat and what you should avoid. We talk strategy. Primal Potential is bridging the gap between knowing and doing. Each episode will leave you with concrete tips for making positive changes that make a difference. Primal Potential is here to help you lose weight, get healthy, and master fat loss naturally.
Hey there, welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. You are joining me for another Q&A episode, and I'm just so appreciative that you've tuned in to hang out with me for a little bit. I really enjoy being able to answer your questions and help you overcome your challenges so that you can reach your goals. If you want me to tackle one of your questions on an upcoming episode, go ahead and get on the Primal Potential VIP newsletter. Just head over to primalpotential.com. There's a sign up box right on the homepage. Just put in your name and email address, and that gives you direct access to my inbox. So you can hit me up with any questions, and I'd love to be able to answer them either directly in an email response or on an upcoming Q&A episode right here. And I know I say it all the time, but this really is your podcast, my platform to answer your questions and whatever your challenge or frustration is, no matter how big or how small or how silly, to help you overcome it so that you can reach your goals. We are going to be taking one listener question today and doing kind of an abbreviated episode to give Karen an answer. So here is Karen's situation and her question. This is what she says. She said, "Hi, Elizabeth. I am really enjoying your podcast. Thank you very much. And I've implemented a handful of the strategies you talk about with decent success. I've set some goals and identified a couple of my big rocks. I'm getting more sleep and avoiding carbs early in the day. Unfortunately, I still find that I often blow it at night. I remind myself of my goals, but in a moment of stress or frustration or boredom, I just kind of think, I'll do better tomorrow. And one indulgence turns into four or five, and then I go to bed feeling frustrated and defeated. Do you have any suggestions for how I can talk myself into being mentally tough during this time of day?" First and foremost, thank you, Karen, for sending your question, and I really hope that we can help you overcome this. I know this is a super common challenge, especially because we kind of exhaust our willpower early in the day, so it's a lot easier to make great choices in the morning, in the afternoon, but then towards the end of the day, when we're tired, we've been putting out fires all day long, we're stressed out, or maybe we're just a little hungry, it's a lot easier to, as you say, kind of blow it later in the day. There are a bunch of different ways to skin this cat, and the important thing to remember is that whatever works for you is what works for you. So there are tons of different strategies, and the goal is just to practice a few of them often enough that you find your sweet spot. And we've talked about a handful of different strategies on the podcast before. In episode 54, I think it was, I talked about practice, right? Viewing every temptation or obstacle as an opportunity to show up for practice, because we only improve when we consistently take the opportunity to practice. And if we always skip practice, well, then we sure as heck can't expect it to get any easier. Then way back in episode 26, I talked about hacking your habits, right? Identifying if there is a time of day when you often struggle or make less than stellar choices, and how you can recreate a new routine and establish it as a more productive habit. So if you haven't checked out those episodes, definitely do so. I will link to them over on the show notes at primalpotential.com. A word about the show notes. Some of you don't know where they are. If you go to primalpotential.com, on the homepage, there is a tab called podcast. That's where they are. All right. Today, in response to Karen's question, I would like to talk about a really basic perspective shift that has been really helpful for me and for many of my clients, and I think it could be helpful in this situation that Karen finds herself in, overindulging at night more often than she wants to, super common challenge. And it's really valuable when you know what you want to do, but you routinely find yourself doing something else. So this is the way I like to frame it, okay? Look at your day, any day, as a collection of moments, right? These moments constantly come, we act, and they go right by. By the end of the day, all we have is a collection of these moments. And your day is a collection of choices, right? From getting up when the alarm goes off or hitting snooze to what you choose for breakfast or the yes or no call on the candy bar mid-afternoon, right? Just like where we are in life and what our body looks like are reflections of our habits, our progress towards our goals or away from our goals is a direct reflection of what we do with the collection of moments we have in a day, the collection of choices we have in our day. Now, as this airs, it is towards the end of June, and I recently had a conversation with one of my coaching clients. She started with me in January, and she's working with me for a full year. We had a conversation. I shared with her that we're almost at our halfway point. And when we were talking, I think I said that there were only 20 Fridays until Christmas. Now that's about 19 if you're listening to this when it airs towards, I think, maybe the 20th of June. But yeah, not that long until the end of the year. And for this coaching client I was talking with, not too long before the end of our coaching relationship. She has struggled the past few weeks and has kind of been in maintenance mode, which is great because she hasn't been making reverse progress, but still kind of frustrating not making forward progress either. And if we don't pay attention, if we don't actively take advantage of the moments that we have, all of a sudden, weeks or months have gone by and we haven't made any progress. So when I pointed this out to my client, she was like, oh my gosh, I didn't realize how fast it was going by. And when you let one day sort of be a blah day, then it's easier for the next day to kind of be like that, and the next day and the next day. And then all of a sudden you find yourself in early fall and you're like, I've wasted all this time, right? When we let our moments slip by, we tend to think like one choice is pretty benign, right? It's after dinner, you're tired, you're frustrated, and you're thinking a couple of cookies is no big deal. It's not going to move the needle, right? But when we let that moment slip by and pass up the opportunity to make a choice that's going to move us towards our goals, when we think, not this time, I'll do better next time, or this one little thing won't hurt, or I'm just too tired, it becomes easier and easier to do that, easier and easier to make that concession, and that becomes our habit. That becomes our rut, and that becomes our standard operating procedure, the easiest and most instinctive response. And we wonder why it feels so hard to make a good choice. Well, it's not really that. It's just that it feels so easy to make a not so good choice because it's what we're used to. And before we know it, we're doing what is comfortable. We're doing what is easy. We're not holding ourselves to a higher standard. And weeks and months have gone by and we haven't made progress. Sometimes we've made reverse progress. We haven't gotten the results that we were so sure that we would. Look back on the collection of moments that made up either your day yesterday or your day so far today. What did you do with the moments that you had, with the options that you had, with the choices you had to make? What did you do with those moments? Did your choices move you towards your goal or away from it? Most choices that we make are either going to move us in the direction of our goals or move us further away from them. Few choices are neutral, right? And I find it helpful to ask myself, am I going backwards with this choice? Am I making this journey harder on myself if I make this choice, or am I going forward? Because I do not, and you do not, have an infinite number of moments. You do not have an infinite number of days or weeks or months to make this transformation. So every moment that comes up, every opportunity that comes up for you to make a choice, I don't know about you, but I want to make progress. I want to make progress because we do not have an infinite number of moments. And if anything, I want to be sure that I'm staying neutral. If I'm not going to actively grab an opportunity to make progress, I sure as heck don't want to make it any harder on myself by making a choice that's actually going to move me backwards, that's going to move me further from my goal. I'm already far enough from it as it is, right? Because I don't want to wake up in the fall and think, holy crap, summer flew by, right? And I didn't do what I wanted to do. I didn't do what I think I was able to do or whatever else. The more moments that we let pass us by, the easier it becomes to do so. And that's when we end up looking at ourselves in the mirror and being like, I wasted so much time, right? Let's not do that anymore. I think all of us have done enough of that in one realm of our lives or another. Let's not do that. So another way to phrase this is asking yourself in each moment, does this choice bring me momentary happiness or lasting happiness? Does it bring me momentary happiness or lasting happiness? Does it bring me both or neither? For example, a cupcake might bring me momentary happiness, but it has nothing to do with lasting happiness. It will likely move me away from what I want, not towards it. A workout, on the other hand, might not bring me momentary happiness, but it's much more likely to bring me lasting happiness when I'm fit and healthy and strong and well and making progress towards my goals, right? A really delicious steak dinner might bring me both momentary happiness and lasting happiness. And that's a really important thing to remember. Success doesn't have to be about sacrifice. Okay, so many of us have that twisted. Success does not have to be about sacrifice. Now, sure, it isn't always easy, but when it comes to the food stuff, and food is really what drives our results when it comes to fat loss, and when it comes to Karen's struggle with the evening time, fat loss or improving your relationship with food isn't always about denying yourself every pleasure. You can find foods that you genuinely enjoy, that you look forward to eating, that will bring you momentary pleasure and help you move towards your goals. So start to pay close attention to those things that bring you both momentary happiness and lasting happiness. Stop looking at it as, well, I can either have momentary happiness now with this cupcake or I can have lasting happiness with the success. That's a lose-lose proposition. You can have both, okay? We need to change our perspective. And we need to expand our perspective beyond instant gratification. Unfortunately, that's largely the culture we live in. It makes me a little bonkers, and I'm sure it does you too. But we tend to go, is this going to make me feel good right now? Yes, so I deserve it. It's been a hard day, so I deserve this cupcake. Oh, it won't make me feel good right now? Then I don't want to do it. Let's break outside of that really unfulfilling paradigm. I mean, yeah, this might be a little dose of tough love, but you do not have to indulge every single day in every single situation. Do you want short-term happiness? Is short-term happiness worth long-term regret? I don't think so. Not for me. Haven't you maybe experienced enough of that? Maybe it's time to try something new? So, Karen, to get back to your question about how to practice mental toughness in those evening situations when your willpower isn't quite there and you're tired and you're just not making great decisions despite having a really good day. In those moments, do not default to instinct. Sure, that is a practice. It doesn't happen. You don't just decide like, okay, I'm going to be tough and this is it and then nail it every single time. That's like picking up a basketball for the first time and hitting every shot that you take. It just doesn't happen. So be realistic and don't tell yourself you're a failure if you make mistakes. Let me just tell you, like, in case you're unsure, you're going to screw up. You're going to drop the ball. You're going to miss the shots. You're just going to. So if you have this expectation that once you make a decision, you're going to execute perfectly, you're not. So we can eliminate any desire for perfection because it's not going to happen. Okay? It's just not going to happen. But work towards creating even a 10-second pause mentally to say, what will this do for me? What will this do for me right now? What will this do for me if I keep making decisions like this day after day? If I keep deciding to indulge every night, what is this going to do for my life? And when you have that voice in your head that says, well, it's not ideal, but it's just this once, and this one little thing isn't a really big deal. I'll get back on the wagon tomorrow. Come on. I mean, don't be so naive. Ask yourself, is that true? Have you proven to yourself for that to be true? Is that the way it normally works for you? Or is that just a really convenient argument that you default to because it works on you? because it's what allows you to give in to yourself. I say that because that's the way I operated. I knew exactly what arguments would allow me to give myself exactly what I wanted in that moment. But do not sacrifice what you want in a moment for what you want long-term. Is short-term indulgence worth long-term regret? I kind of don't think so. Choose lasting success. Search for things that both bring you pleasure in this moment and pleasure long term. Resist that pull of immediate gratification. Not only is it often totally overrated, it can be straight up destructive. Now, like I said at the beginning, there are a ton of different ways to skin this cat. There are a ton of different strategies, and I've talked about a lot of them on the podcast, so definitely check those out. But I also recently launched the course on overcoming emotional eating and self-limiting behaviors, self-limiting thoughts. And this, what Karen is describing, is absolutely a self-limiting thought and self-limiting behavior. So if you're interested in that seminar and haven't signed up yet, you can find it on primalpotential.com under the Work With Me tab. And I'll also link to it in the show notes because, like I always say, it is less about what we eat and more about why we eat. And when we can really tackle that, it becomes very powerful. And before we sign off here, I want to reiterate, I want to know your struggles, your questions, your challenges. What is holding you back? What is the reason that you have not yet achieved your goals? What is really your limiting factor? Get on the email list so you can let me know and so we can tackle it here on the show, because this is your show and your platform. And I can't wait to see you again in a couple of days to tackle more things so that we can all crush our goals, because life is short and we are worth it. I'll talk to you soon. Have a wonderful day.